Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to prune your goals. You may be holding on to goals or intentions that you don't actually intend to do, or that no longer make sense for your life. Best to acknowledge that and let them go, so you can focus on the ones that do matter. Around this time of year, late summer, my yard starts looking a little overgrown. The bushes along the front walkway grow so thick that it is almost impossible to walk through them. They are lovely bushes, but not in that form. Time to prune them back. The same thing happens, in a way, with goals. Lots of people make New Year's resolutions in late December or early January. Some people set a lot of goals just in the course of life, like, let me read 50 books this year, or meditate for 30 minutes a day, or pick up my watercolor paints again. Whether people keep these goals is a different matter. Sometimes we don't even think about them after a while, but they're kind of there, as expectations. Lovely in some form, but blocking up the sidewalk when there are too many of them left untended. If that sounds familiar, the middle of the year is a great time for a reckoning. Not because I want anyone to feel bad about whether they are harboring unmet expectations for themselves, but because it's good to be honest about whether goals are actually goals or not. Let's say that in January you decided to read 50 books this year. You pull out your list of resolutions and realize you can only remember finishing a handful of books since winter. How do you feel about that? If you feel somewhat oppressed by this resolution and start explaining to yourself why it just hasn't been able to work, well, how about deciding to prune this goal from your list? You can decide that there are lots of ways to spend your time. Maybe reading isn't a top priority right now. It's fine. You don't have to walk around with the expectation that you will read any more books this year. If you read a book, it's just because you want to read that particular book, not because you are aiming for a particular number. On the other hand, if seeing this resolution reminds you that there are a ton of books you actually do want to read, including one that's on your nightstand right now, well, why not take that as a nudge? Set a revised goal of reading for at least 20 minutes a day, 4 days per week. It's not your original goal, but it might be more reasonable. And then put the list down and go pick up that book you thought looked good. A little progress is often enough to get back in the habit. Fresh starts are great, but they often make us think we are going to change everything. And the truth is that we aren't going to change everything. Indeed, we don't need to change everything, because I am guessing that your life is pretty good. Taking a few minutes to consider which goals still inspire you and which just don't can allow you to focus your energy on the ones that you do feel like going all in on. Prune your goals and you'll make a beautiful garden. I will mention here that revisiting your goals may also reveal that you're doing better than you think you are. I recently did a midsummer check-in on my summer fun list. Every year, I make a list of activities that makes summer feel like summer to me. I felt like maybe I wasn't making progress on this list, but it turned out that I pretty much was. There were only a few items on the list that weren't on my calendar yet. So I can choose to focus on those. And since there are only a few of them, they will probably get done. So today, check in with any goals that you are holding on to. Just like a gardener, see if a little pruning would improve matters. If the list is overgrown and unwieldy, then it won't serve you. But if it is well pruned, you can see the flowers with enough space around them to highlight them. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.